Joy Drive, Smart Fun Radio.
Today we're thrilled to welcome filmmaker Lee Galea, whose web series Single Out, it's back with its highly anticipated third season. It's having its world premiere at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival on November 24. Lee, welcome to Drive.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Congratulations on Series 3. For those unfamiliar, tell us about Single Out and what inspired the series.
Well, it's a queer comedy. It was something I did during lockdown for season one, and then we kept making more of them, and now we're on season three. So yeah, it's just like a fun show made in Melbourne.
Yeah. How much of your experiences are reflected in season three of Single Out?
I get that question a lot. I mean, I do steal from little bits and bobs from friends and family and small experiences, but there's a big chunk that's very original to this, to these characters and our collaborations with the actors involved as well.
Now, it's filmed in Melbourne. I suppose what makes the series uniquely Melbourne, though?
Oh my god. I mean, I don't really know. It just is what it is. It's not, we don't shy away from, name dropping certain locations and spaces and, but I don't know. I guess you'd have to watch it to tell me.
Well, we will be watching it because Series 3 is premiering November 24, part of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. That's such an iconic event. It's underway now. How's it feel to, I suppose, premiere Season 3 as part of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival?
Yeah, it's great. This is our third time we've premiered the show there, so that's great. And it's just nice to build an audience, and we're now shooting season four, and we're going to hopefully get it in next year as well to just finish off the story for the locals who have been watching over the years.
So how long did it take you to film the series, series three?
We shot it over 17 days last year, end of last year. We started in September, and then we finished in December, and then been just working away on it. We're just premiering four episodes this Sunday, and then but the series is the season has seven episodes all up.
Seven episodes. After it's premiered, where can we get the episodes?
Don't know yet. Haven't gotten a deal yet for season three.
But so if someone's listening and they need a deal, they contact you.
You can get the first season through iTunes or Apple TV and Google Play. So first season's available. So we've had, screenings. We've got a DVD out for season one and two.
And we can see four episodes of season three at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. What do you hope once we see it, what do you want the audience to feel when they see it?
That's a really hard question. I mean, we put a lot of comedy in there, so a bit of laughter, but also just see, if you've been following the show, to see the characters develop and grow. I also kind of make each season stand alone, so you can jump in and watch the newest season and not feel lost. I just really want them to have a good time, and we do have a bit of a little following for the show, and the fans have been really supportive, and I just really hope I don't disappoint them because they've been hanging to see this season.
So. I'm sure you won't. Who's your favourite character?
I don't know. There's a lot. Probably the main character, Adam, because he kind of glues it all together.
Who is that? Tell us about Adam for those who haven't seen it.
He's an artist. He's an inspiring photographer, and he leads the show where we see kind of his career blossom as well as his love life. And we started off in season one when he came out, and we just followed his journey and his become really popular as a character, and we've been really lucky with the cast we've had. Will Hutchins plays Adam, and he just, yeah, it just kind of steals the show and gives us comedy, gives us drama, gives us everything. So yeah.
And what's the audience say about him?
Oh, they love him. They think he's the best. So we released in the US through Here TV, which is a streaming platform. Mm-hmm. We don't stream here, but we stream over there, and they're in love with the show and the characters, and they've just really, really been supportive, and they're pretty much why we've been able to continue to make the last two seasons, because of through sales in the US. So it's we got lucky that way, in a sense.
Fantastic. So season three premiering as part of Melbourne Queer Film Festival. I suppose I'm jumping ahead here, but when are we likely to see season four?
Well, pretty much same time next year. I'm hoping to release all. We're aiming to do 8 episodes, which will be the longest season, and we're hoping to release all 8 a year from now, rather than half a season, just to kind of, premiere and wrap it all up. But I'll be there on Sunday with some of the lead actors, Will and Stephen, and we'll do a Q&A afterwards as well.
Fantastic. And if we want to catch up again, just tell us, where can we see season 1 and 2 in Australia?
So Apple TV, Google Play in Australia for season 1. Season 2, you'd have to be on like a Qantas flight and go to the TV section, or find a DVD online through like Sanity or something.
Fantastic. I'm sure we'll find it. I love going through and finding CDs anyway, or DVDs. Lee, thanks for joining us. Congratulations again on the premiere season 3 at
Thank
Melbourne
you.
Queer Film Festival.
Cheers, thanks.
Thank that Lee Galea, who's the producer of Single Out, it's season 3. It's part of Melbourne Queer Film Festival. It's on November 24. There's a Q&A afterwards. It's going to be incredible. Get your tickets, melbourne queerfilmfestival.com.au.